is putting details beside each other to say what? To say that here, okay, I'm talking about this creek. Don't be fooled. It could be a creek, it could be a river, it could be the ocean. I'm talking about water. No matter what, I'm talking about knowledge, and I'm thirsty for that. This is going around Kaaba. Why do people go and go around that stone box? To get closer to Han. The place is practically nothing. But everybody will go there to hear all these voices and concentrate. Here, Rumi said, listen, the thirsty fellow, which is supposed to be you, if not, get out of here. Remember first day he said, if you're thirsty, the thirsty fellow has only one business, looking for water, no matter where, around the creek, around the water, and even the sound of the water, this is like somebody visiting the house of God. Did you get it? Any question? Now next verse, yes?
Even so, in this Masnavi, thou, O Ziyu al-Haq Husamuddin, art my object.
Aha. So after explanation of that stuff, is it even this book in front of you, all of this is for this guy. Why? Why that guy? Huh, okay, we know that that guy is the most serious guy over there, and he's the guy that begged Rumi to start these classes and all that. But it's more than that. Do you remember? I told you something about it. Everybody will forget about the meaning of the words. Here, they put the names, and the name has a meaning. Hisamuddin means the saver of the path. It has that meaning, and he is always looking at that meaning, because he will call him what? Ziaul Haq means the light of justice, the brightness of justice. This is what he's talking about. And he explained it beginning of book 2, remember? He said, yeah, this guy went up and nothing happened, no flower. He came back now, it started to flourish and all this stuff. Here, he will remember to talk about this book, to say that, okay, this book is made especially for this guy. Why? Because he's thirsty. He's the thirstiest. He's the only one that never misses the class, right from the beginning was there, and so on and so on. At least like that you will see it. So you'll say it's for you. Yes?
The whole Masnavi in its branches and roots is thine. Thou hast accepted. Kings accept good and bad. When they accept, it is reprobate no more. Since you have planted the sapling, give it water. Since you have given it freedom, untie the knots. In its expressions, my object is your mystery. In composing it, my object is your voice. To me, your voice is the voice of God. Heaven forbid that that the lover is separate from the beloved.
Interpretation. Are you listening? Okay, we were talking about a guy who is dropping something in the water to hear all that, and the conversation with the logical fellow, right? Suddenly, Rumi changed it. Listen, the book you're reading is for this. Why did I write it like this? The main stuff or the little stuff here and there and the branches and all that is what? Is something that you accepted. This one you forget. When he talks about, everybody forgets, when he talks about, oh, you Hisamuddin, and say, okay, yeah, he finds a name or he likes the guy or whatever. No, it's much, much more than that. Because first of all, this Hisamuddin never argued with Rumi. He believed in Rumi as a master, right? So he is accepting whatever is in this book explained to him. Not that, okay, these are the new food for my thought, and then I think about it, I do some research and blah, blah. Because that's the scientific stuff. What is this Hisamuddin used to? Being there, being in that atmosphere, smelling that aroma. That's what it is. Yes?
There is a union between description or analogy between the Lord of man and the spirit of man. But I said nas, not... I'm not... But I said nas?
Yeah, that's difficult for you because these are two words. The first word is nas. Nas means the people. The second one is nasnas. Nasnas is a kind of monkey. Is chimpanzee?
Baboon.
Yeah. So, what's happening? It's a little bit difficult now, right? He started to say what? Let's go back. He said, listen, my goal writing this book is you, the people like Hisamuddin, who accept this. Okay? Everything, whatever I explain, is for the same. Means what? Means I'm implanting something in you. You accept it, I plant it. Then what? You have to water it. You have to make it grow in you, because I just could give you the idea. I cannot decide for you. I don't know your life. I give the directives. You need the water to let it grow. Then what? Whatever is there is your secret. And your sound is the sound of God to me. Why? Because in our principles, there is no barrier between lover and beloved. We're not talking about your logical stuff that wants something and says, I love it. Real love. In real love, you give in. Then you become rich. This is how magical it is. Here he said, listen, because you're in love with Haq, I believe, you're not that different from Haq. Okay? You're just and justice. I'm talking about some connection which has no comparison and no how it will be. Kaifa and Qiyas are two words that in philosophy, whatever you say, or you say, how does it happen? Or show me yourself. You say, this connection I'm talking about, connection between lover and beloved, is magical. You cannot compare it with something else. You cannot say, how did it happen? Or how it is working. It's there. Where? This is the connection between the God of humans and the life of the humans. And remember, I said human. I didn't say that monkey in you. Because we are born monkey. Education will make us. Learning, understanding, know-how will make us human being. Here you will say, remember, I didn't say nas. I said nas. Means the transformed people, the enlightened people, that kind of people I'm talking about. Yes?
I said nas, not nasnas. Nas is none but the spirit that knows the spirit. Nas is man, and where is manhood? You have never beheld the head of man. You are a tail. You have recited...
Hold it. If you read it like this, this paragraph is some silly stuff, then we go. He is very, very careful when he's talking about the book he's giving us. When he's writing about Masnavi, he's giving us the essence of effort of his work and all that. Here he brought in that Nasnos, that monkey with the nose. Then he said, okay, I said the people, but show me one. There is no real good people around. Like you. Logically, where are you? Oh, good question. Will, where are you logically? Think about it. You are the tail. You are not the head. Are you? Are you the head of the logic? No, you follow the logical stuff that you learn from outside. They teach you logically. They even dictate to you, or they even cheat you to tell you, this is it, this is it, this is it. He said, that one? Excuse me. We talked about it. Do you remember those big first days that you were here? No doubt that I repeated this again and again. This very simple detail. We are not logical. We believe in beyond the logic, right? And for that, to show it, I write something there. Do you remember? There are two things, which they don't go together, but they are together. They are both the order of God to Muhammad. The first one is that you should confess. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا وَلَمْنَا وَأَنفُسَنَا. Our beloved God, we did it ourselves, we did it wrong. All the mistake is mine. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Who said it? Adam. It should be the beginning of a human being. The second one was Ma ramaita is ramait. Oh, I didn't do it when I did it. Because I was successful. When I was successful, I want to inflate my ego. You didn't do it. This is when Muhammad will do something like this with the feast of death. They win the war. And I said, this is magic. God said, It means what? These two, for me, are yin and yang. They make a coin, which is the saver, really. My ego wants to inflate itself and take a credit for no matter what. Because the credit has some promises of benefits in the future. That's how simple it is, really. What we think differently. We say, no credit to me, all the responsibilities to me. Doesn't it sound silly? Even now in the modern era, in democracy, nobody will say this. Everybody is looking for my rights. I told you, we have a charter of rights, right? We don't have a charter of duties for a human being. We don't think about duties, because the animal wants to have. Logic is opportunist. Any opportunity I should use. So, here Rumi stopped you. This is the story that you cannot remember easily. Why? Because I made that story my favorite, even now you remember it. This is the same story. And you know where it is. It is the beginning of the second phase, which is getting a little bit different. So, inshallah, you will come back and read it again and again. Because here Rumi is explaining something. That, listen, we talked about this wisdom, right? Now, we even explained to you how you could enrich yourself in this wisdom. But then what? What do you do with it? How are you going to use it? How do you know it and all that? Here again,